Hi, everybody.
Hello, everybody.
It's episode 5 of Two Boobs and a Baby, and Dave and Heather are here.
And we're finally back.
And it's been like a month, and we're supposed to be doing this weekly, and we suck.
No, I think we're doing pretty well.
Okay.
It's only 3 months old. This is hard.
This is really hard. It's a lot harder than we had thought. Actually, we want out. We're going to quit. So if anybody wants to buy a baby, let us know. Send us an email.
Oh, God.
Yeah, here we go. So, hi, Heather.
Hello, Dave.
You came back from Nashville.
Yes, finally.
Yay.
Sam and I were down in Tennessee for about 3 weeks.
I was there for a week.
Yeah, we had a great Christmas.
But then Sam and Heather stayed down for 2 weeks afterwards, and I was really lonely.
Yeah, well, that's what happens.
So
what do you want to talk about?
Well, okay, I know it's almost February, so we should probably, it would be logical to talk about Christmas.
Of course.
Seeing as we're a little delayed on this. So just a little Christmas recap.
You know what? Actually, let's bring this back before Christmas. When my mom was here in early December, we tried to go to the mall and get Sam's picture made with Santa.
Oh, yeah. This is sad.
This is horrible. So we go to the mall, and there was a sign up that said, "Sorry, unfortunately, Santa is fully booked for the Christmas holiday." Like, what the heck is that?
Fully booked.
That's ridiculous.
So what if you're like a kid, and you need to tell Santa what you want, and you can't tell him? I'd be so bummed.
Well, that's just ridiculous. Like, okay, honey, get ready with our appointment with Santa Claus. Like, that's just crazy. Things have gotten way out of control, I think. If you can't stand in line with your kid and see Santa Claus and, you know, have him pee on his leg and scream violently because he's scared to death.
Have Santa kick him down the slide like in A Christmas Story. Which is the best Christmas movie ever, if you haven't seen it.
That got my goat.
Yeah.
That was ridiculous.
Heather's goat got.
So, we went down to Tennessee, and Sam went on his first flight.
Yeah, he was good.
Yeah, he was really good. I don't even think he noticed he was on a plane.
It was the first time we actually didn't want him to finish his bottle, because you're supposed to feed him his bottle, like, when you're supposed to feed the baby the bottle when the plane's taking off and when it's landing, so when their ears are popping, I guess it avoids that or it distracts them from that, or so the books say.
Yeah. So we had a layover. No, we didn't have a layover.
No, not going down.
No, going down. We were so like cautious about feeding them both ways, and we were really paranoid. We thought, oh, its head would explode or whatever if we didn't have this bottle. And
you don't want to be those people on the plane with a screaming baby, because you know when you don't have a baby. I mean, we know from traveling so much, as soon as you see the baby on the flight, you're like, crap! And as soon as they're sitting right behind you, you're like, don't!
Well, it's true, though. Like, whenever you're in the waiting area before the flight, you can see everybody looking at you going, oh, please, God, no, don't let me sit next to the lady with the baby.
It's like you have leprosy or something. You're dropping limbs as you get on the plane.
But he was great. He slept the whole time.
Yeah, he was great. He was really good.
And then on the way back, I flew back by myself with Dave.
The other baby.
With Sam. And we had a layover. And by that time, he didn't even take a bottle. He didn't take a Pastar or anything. He was just...
Not the happiest camper?
No, actually, he did great. So I think that's what I was saying. Is like, we were so paranoid on the first flight that, you know, he was going to die if he didn't have his bottle. Which, it does hurt a lot of babies. But he didn't even seem to mind. Without anything.
He's got it in his blood from us backpacking and traveling so much. I think it's in his blood. He's born to travel.
Yeah. But I have to tell on you, Dave.
Oh,
so
no.
So whenever we got back, so I'm flying by myself.
Oh, come on.
What? You don't want me to tell?
No, go on.
When we got back, flying by myself with Sam, I have two enormous suitcases, both weighed 50 pounds each, right
ginormous,
at the limit.
Ginormous, actually.
Ginormous.
Yeah.
And so I had 100 pounds of luggage, the stroller, the car seat, and Sam. And I get back, and so in Toronto's airport, you have to get your bags before you go out to meet everyone so no one can help you with your bags. Because I know some airports, like, you know, the people that are coming to pick you up can help you with your bags at baggage claim.
And it's Toronto, so it's not like anybody's willing to help you. No. So, you know.
So I asked the security lady, I said, can I bring my son out to my husband before I pick up my bags? And, of course, she said, no, you know, security reasons, all this. So here I am. I hit one of these push carts with 100 pounds of luggage in one hand, the cart, and then with his carriage, his stroller, in the other, with him. And I'm, like, winding it everywhere, coming down this big ramp where there's all these, the sea of people waiting.
And it is a sea of people there. It's really crowded. It's always crowded. Why am I saying that? Now I'm just making myself sound worse.
And I'm waiting, and I'm looking, and I'm looking. I'm like, okay, you know, you can meet me halfway here, Dave. I'm having a difficult time here.
I was late.
I get down the ramp, and I'm like, okay, where is he? I was pissed. So I push it, and not a single person said, excuse me, ma'am, can I help you, or anything like that. So I push it off to the side and wait another good 10 minutes for Dave to show up.
Okay, first of all, your flight was 15 minutes early.
True.
And I figured you'd be harassed going, like, I mean, Toronto's infamous, if you haven't flown here before, for not losing your luggage, but just, it takes forever just to get the luggage, especially Terminal 2, anyways, to get the luggage onto the carousel, like, to actually get your luggage again. That takes, typically that takes forever, and everybody, I mean, everybody knows that, anyways. And then, you know, you got to go through immigration when you're coming back from the States, and I figure that they'd harass you and stuff there, too.
Yeah. So, well, you're forgiven. It's okay. Yeah. You're forgiven.
Yeah. Yeah.
So, while we were home, we actually had our first...
Oh, and Sam smiled at me, though.
Oh, that's true.
I was really worried. You know, it's been 2 weeks, and that's a big chunk of his life that I hadn't seen him. And I thought, oh, man, is he going to remember me? Or, you know, and as soon as he kind of woke up, he was really sleeping, and he's really groggy. And as soon as he kind of clued in that it was me, he was ear-to-ear grin, oh, which, yeah, was really nice.
He was all smiles.
He wasn't mad at me for being late.
No, he wasn't. You're right. Yeah, anyway, so when we were down in Tennessee, Dave and I got to get away for a daddy day out without Sam. It was nice. We went to Memphis for the day.
Yeah, it was awesome. It was so good to just be on our own for a day. No offense to Sam or anything, but it was a nice little break.
Yeah, my mom and my dad kept Sam for the day, and we drove to Memphis and went to the old stomping ground where we got married. And
yeah, and we went down Beale Street, and we went to the Rum Boogie Cafe for a beer, which is where we had our rehearsal dinner. And it's a super cool place if you're ever in Memphis, by the way. And then we also went to I think it's my favorite restaurant in Memphis. It is so far, but then I'm hearing of other ones too. But my favorite restaurant in Memphis is called The Rendezvous. And it's...
very good ribs.
It's the best ribs. Like, oh, meat just falls off the bone. Even if you're a vegetarian, you turn carnivore when you try that.
Yeah, and then we went over to Sun Records, which is really cool.
Yeah.
And we bought Sam a little onesie.
Yeah, what does it say? I've been party at 3 a.m.
No, recording session.
Oh, yeah, 3 a.m. in my crib.
Yeah, and it had the Sun Studio logo. Cheesy, yeah. We know, but it's
total
still cute.
Cheese, but totally cool, too.
Yeah.
And,
oh, yeah. You know what? Speaking of Memphis and being in Tennessee and all that, the last podcast we did, I think that very beautifully sang a song, Swingin'.
Swinging.
Well,
I had no idea what she was singing.
I knew I was not making it up. And we got a email.
Yeah, we got an email from Rory Bowerin. So I hope I'm saying your name right, Rory. She's in Moose Jaw, Saskatchewan.
Moose Jaw.
Moose Jaw, which is the coolest name of a city anywhere.
That's awesome.
Moose Jaw. It's way better than Tuktoyaktuk, but that's a pretty cool one too.
That's like Hog's Jaw.
Hog's Jaw.
Anyways. Yeah, so it is. It's a real song.
What's the name of that city, near your parents' place in Tennessee?
Frog Jump.
Frog Jump. That's a pretty cool one.
Or Finger.
Finger? Finger, Tennessee?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah, but you don't say Finger, Tennessee. You say Fanger.
Fanger? Y'all going to the bird? Which finger is it?
Anyways, the song's by John Anderson. It's a horrible song.
Yeah, actually, sorry, Rory. Rory says she likes it.
No, I like it too, Rory.
I left a link so you can all listen to it on our website. Which, by the way, if you haven't been to, is DaveMadeThis.com/2boobs, TWOBOOBS. Sorry, gotta plug the website so you guys can come and visit.
Yeah, so what else has been going on?
Let's talk Sam.
We kind of got off track here. He's laughing now, which is amazing.
It's really cool.
He's 3 months old.
Yeah, he just had his 3 month old birthday, if that makes sense, on Tuesday, last Tuesday. And he's laughing. He's actually laughing now, which is pretty cool.
He's got a funny laugh. It's like,
in fact, I think I have a video clip I might be able to put on the website. So
yeah.
I shot a little video clip. It didn't look great because I took it with my digital camera. So, but it's you can hear him anyway laughing. It's pretty funny.
Yeah, he's got this chuckle to him.
Yeah. Something like that.
Something
anyway.
Like that.
Yeah.
And he's changing. He's finally growing up. With, you know, finally, we always hear like the first 3 months are the hardest, and you know, get through the first 3 months and you'll be okay. And so we got through that, and it's true. Like, I'd say in the last few weeks, it's gotten easier, don't you think? It's like, okay, we got this kid figured out now.
Yeah, in theory.
In theory, yeah. His sleep patterns, like he's going to sleep at 8 and, you know, waking up at 4 and then back again at 8.
I think part of it, too, is us getting into a rhythm, too, though.
Yeah.
Like, we sort of, I feed him before bed. Well, yeah, before bed, and then you feed him right before bed. I feed him during the evening. You feed him before bed, and then you wake up in the middle of the night and feed him, and then I wake up, you know, at 5 or 6 in the morning and feed him, too. So we have a good little, what? Well, sometimes.
Yeah, whatever.
Okay, 7 or, like, noon when I wake up every day.
Yeah, so he's 3 months old. The kid's enormous.
Ginormous. That's our word.
He's already wearing 6 month clothes. I don't know what to do because, like, you know, Canada has very distinct seasons. And so I got all these clothes for my nephew. And it's starting to be where, like, he's just growing out of all these clothes. And so they're starting to be the wrong season. And I have this picture in my mind that he's going to be like this huge, you know, Goliath of a baby.
He's going to be big. I mean, everybody's kind of noted that he's really tall, and you can see, like, he's got big feet. Like, I have size 12, so he's probably going to be like a basketball player.
Yeah,
if he keeps growing like he is right now, anyway.
True.
So, maybe he'll be NBA, and he can pay.
NBA?
NBA? Isn't that... What? NBA? That's basketball.
I thought you said M.
Not NBA.
I was like, yeah, he has no future in
basketball. Great. Now they think I'm not a jock.
For those of you that know Dave, you know he's not a jock at all.
No, I'm so non-jock. Heather's the one that kicks back on a Sunday, watches football, pounding back beers, and
what?
Yelling at me, and I'm in the kitchen cooking and cleaning, and it's bad.
It's so
I'm
bad.
I'm really dreading Super Bowl Sunday because that's when she gets violent.
So what else is Sam? How else has he changed? Oh, the poos have changed.
Yeah, they're bigger and better than ever before. No, they're not.
No, he only does it like once a day, maybe once every other day.
Yeah.
And that freaked me out at first because I thought that they should just be doing it all the time because when you're a new parent, you just think like 24 hours a day they're just pooing, and at first they are.
Yeah, they
and
are.
And all of a sudden, it was like one day he just didn't anymore. He just started once a day.
And they're still kind of green. They're like dark green. They yeah. start off really black, like kind of Guinness poos. And then, sorry, too much information. For our Irish listeners, you understand what I'm talking about. Yeah, so now they're sort of like dark green, like he's been eating grass or something. Like our dog, like my dad's dog.
Yeah, that just made me chuckle.
Sorry, Finnegan.
But it's really funny. I think I've gotten Sam trained quite well because it's like he only poos now whenever Dave's around. And
yeah, there's
like,
something. What's going on there, man? Like,
it just has happened that the last like 7 poos, it's been Dave's there and he's had to change it.
And it's not like a matter of like it. Like we're at the point now where we're talking serious stink.
Gross. Don't go into detail.
Well, you know. You do the business and you get it done and you get a clean diaper on them and, you know, bum paste and all that stuff to make them nice and clean and all that again. And you wipe them down and all that. And you get his new diaper on and you put his fresh clothes on. And there's a stink still in the air around him for like a good 15 minutes afterwards. Like he's done it again, but he hasn't. So it's quite a phenomenon.
I want to talk to you about what you did to me this morning. And I know you're going to deny it. But I came up this morning.
Stink bomb!
We were trying to get ready. And this is what Dave says to me. He had to go shower. And so I was taking over feeding Sam. And he said, well, he's had a little bit of gas. And it kind of smells. No, he knew that he had used the bathroom, gone number two. And he let that child sit in until I came up.
Okay, first of all.
You know you did it.
First of all, he didn't use the bathroom.
Yes, he did.
Had he used the bathroom, he would have flushed.
Whatever.
Anyway, but no, the truth is that I was feeding him that whole time that he was pooing, I guess. I wasn't sure if he was.
You're such a liar.
But then I had a feeling that he had. Yeah, I thought there was like a 90% chance that he did. And because I've been changing him every darn time, I figured I'll just hand him over to Heather and go shower.
So you let the child sit in it until I came
I didn't let there. Him sit in it because I was feeding him. Okay. I wasn't going to stop feeding him for it.
Okay. Anyways, let's get
on. Okay, now I'm getting in trouble for being late at the airport and handing over a stink bomb to you.
No, you're wonderful. You are.
Yeah,
Very good.
Whatever.
Let's talk about our weekend. And we went to go visit his grandparents up in about an hour north of here.
North of Toronto, yeah.
Because they hadn't seen him in a month. It's because we'd been down in Tennessee. And
yeah.
You would think that we were gone for a month, how much we packed. It was crazy.
Yeah, it's a whole different ball of wax when you travel. When you're, like, you have to bring the place, like his baby Einstein play mat thing that he's totally into now, by the way.
He really rocks out to that thing. You know,
he's
that
grabbing
little
things now. So he's actually, sorry, I didn't mean to
cut you
off. He's actually clutching things now and ripping them off the little plastic hanger things. Kind of hard to describe. But he's actually clutching things now. He loves this. He loves
his
it.
His little feet start kicking, his arms start going like he's in an orchestra.
Yeah.
What's the little guy in front of the orchestra called?
The conductor.
Maestro? The maestro.
Maestro.
That's what we're going to start calling him.
Maestro.
Yeah, but it's a really good one. So if you're shopping around for those little activity gyms, you know, it's like a little cloth mat thing and it has the arch over it. That baby Einstein one is really good. I mean, I'm sure there's a lot of good ones out there, but he loves it.
So. Yeah, he does. So we had to pack that up. We had to pack his vibrating chair up. We had to pack.
No, we didn't bring the vibrating chair.
Oh, no, we didn't. Okay, sorry. I lied. We had to pack up the
pack and play,
which, okay, you know, I love the pack and play. Who makes it? Greco? Graco?
Yeah.
Is it Greco?
Yeah.
I always makes me think of Richard Greco from 21 Jump Street. He was pretty cool.
I'm sure he
No
was.
Johnny Depp, but anyways, so the Greco pack and play, and you put it in the bag, no handle.
Yes, there is a handle. You're
what?
Not putting it in right. It's the mat that he sleeps on.
Yeah.
You fold it up, and there's a handle on the one side. So if you slide that in at the very top, the handle comes through the hole.
Really?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah, I'm an expert.
Huh. Okay, fair enough. Never mind. Sorry, Richard Greco.
Anyway, so it really doesn't matter. It doesn't matter if you're going for a weekend or if you're going for a month. With babies, you gotta pack all that stuff because they gotta have something to play with, or it's a nightmare. And then you gotta have something for them to sleep in and all that. So,
monitor. We had to bring the monitor.
Yeah, life has changed.
Diapers, inserts for the bottles, formula. Can we talk about formula? There's like, I forget the brand name that we buy, but the brand makes a second one, which is like for babies who spit up. And I can't think of the name of it offhand. Can you?
I don't know. I get it. We've used a few of them.
Well, anyways, this one for babies who spit up sucks. Because it's always really, it clogs the nipple of the bottles. It clumps. It's a nightmare to use. Anyway, we had a hell of a time.
So if you're thinking of buying
that.
It, don't.
Yeah. Yeah, don't buy it.
Or it might not do it to you, but it did it to us.
Yeah.
But yeah, what else do you want to talk about?
Oh, and when I was buying the formula, actually, I was trying to find the formula we use, and I was having trouble finding it. I kept finding only the other one, and I didn't want to buy that again because we had the problem with it. So I asked the women at the shop that were standing there, that were working there, that I said, you know, do you know if this formula is available ever? Because I can't find it anywhere. And they said they didn't know, and I said, you know, in a lot of stores, because the store we normally go to, they keep all the baby formula locked up. And this one they didn't. And she said, and I said, why do they keep it locked up? And she said, oh, you know, I figured it's to avoid people stealing it because it's like $25 a tin. And it turns out cocaine dealers like to use baby powder to mix with their cocaine.
Oh, that's sick.
So there's something new to know.
That's disgusting.
I know. So there you go.
Yeah, that makes me feel dirty.
I know.
How can you take something so innocent and...
Yeah, it's kind of wacky.
Yeah.
Oh, not wacky's not the right word. Just wrong.
Yeah. So anyway. I went to Movies for Mommies again. I think we talked about it. The first movie that we went to was 40-Year-Old Virgin, which really works at Movies for Mommies because, you know, like
it's
if
goofy.
You... It's goofy. If you don't catch every word, it's no big deal. Well, this one that they were playing was Syriana. And I'm sure it's a great movie, but it's not a good movie for Movies for Mommies. Because I actually found myself getting very frustrated because I was like, shut the baby up. You know?
Not Sam.
Not Sam, no. He slept. He was great. But it's like one of these movies that there's so many components and you got to really concentrate. You know, people talk really low and stuff. And then you got these babies crying, which is normally okay. But not for Syriana, so it was kind of a bust.
A bad Movies for Mommies choice.
Yeah.
I you know, it sucks that Movies for Mommies is on Tuesday afternoon.
Wednesday.
Or Wednesday after, whatever. It's all the same when I'm working.
Yeah.
Like, why don't they have one on the weekends? Never mind, I know the answer to that already. Yeah. They want to make money.
So.
And I don't blame them.
Going back to that Sam is an enormous baby. I think he's going to be growing out of his car seat very soon because I think that you can only put him in there to like 20 pounds or something like that.
Yeah.
And he's got to be getting close to that. I need to get on the scale. But so if anybody, because we have absolutely no idea about that those second stage car seats. If anybody has any suggestions of a car seat used or anything like that, can you email us or...
You can email us at twoboobs@davemadethis.com, 2boobs@davemadethis.com, or you can go to the website www.davemadethis.com/twoboobs, T-W-O-B-O-O-B-S. I know it's a long URL, and I'd love to buy twoboobsandababy.com, but we don't have the money. $25 a tin of formula, people. And we have to buy a car seat.
Oh, so. Another question is, I went over to friends of mine's and... her baby was playing in, I think they're called Ega saucers or something like that. It's like this thing, looks like an arena for a baby. They stand in it, and it's got all these toys all around them in a circle. Am I describing that right?
Yeah. I didn't see that one, but I know
anybody knows of a good one, if you'll email us that as well. Because I think those are the two purchases that we're going to have to be coming up with soon.
On the website, actually, we have a web forum for new parents that can chat with everybody. And so feel free to come on and register, and you can actually go, it's free and all that. We're not looking for money for it or anything. Just come on the site and go onto the forum, and you can actually interact with other listeners. And we do have a section called What's Hot, What's Not for baby products. So maybe you could post it in there so other people will see it too.
Yeah.
So, and speaking of the website, the Toronto Globe and Mail, which is a newspaper here.
Is it just Toronto?
Globe and Mail is... No, it's... Oh, crap. I can't remember. I think it's national, actually. Pretty sure it is.
Okay, sorry.
But anyways, Globe and Mail... Yeah, I'm pretty sure it is. Have a writer named Matthew Ingram, who does the Geek Watch section of... you
does
know,
that mean he's calling us geeks?
Probably. I've been called worse. But anyway... so he did a little bit the other day on his website, and you can read about that on our website too, because I added a link. So thank you, Matthew. That was really cool.
Yeah, thanks. That's awesome.
And actually, Steve Fries or Friss, I don't know his last name. Friss? Fries? Anyway, Steve is he contacted us from USA Today, which is pretty cool, and he's doing an article on parents who podcast, and so we did a little telephone interview with him, and that article should be coming out in the next couple weeks. So. Of course, we'll post a link to it when it's out, but we'll let you know.
Yeah, it's very exciting.
Yeah, it's really cool that people are taking notice of our show. Thanks, people.
Thanks. anything else you want to add before we head out?
Should we talk about the restaurants? Eating out with babies?
Oh, gosh. You know what? At the very beginning, it was so easy to eat out. And, you know, he slept the whole time. We were thinking, this is easy, but how do we have to alter our lifestyle at all?
Yeah, because he'd sleep in the car seat. We just bring the car seat in.
Yeah, and, he's turned a new corner.
Yeah, now not so much. We actually, there's a restaurant right on the corner, right around the, from our house. Thank God it's right there. And we went there. It's a Chinese place. We went there the other night, and we sat down, and Sam was a little, you know, getting quite flustered. And we just ordered, and I took him out of his chair, and, you know, I was holding him over my shoulder.
But it was packed.
It was packed. Not an empty seat in the house. People were waiting there, actually. And suddenly I feel dampness on my shirt, on my T-shirt, and he had peed through the diaper onto my T-shirt. So I'm covered in pee, and he's not happy. And I have a nice new black jacket. It's like a wool kind of trench coat kind of business, whatever. Anyway, it's a nice jacket. Anyway, so I got that on, and I told her, you know, agreed with Heather, she'd wait and, you know, bring the food to go kind of thing. So I picked up Sam, wrapped him up to take him out, and we were walking across the street, and he spit up, like, full formula all the way down my back in my new jacket. So that's, like, white, clumpy stuff all over my jacket. And that stuff stains, man.
I'm telling you, I have him really trained very well.
He does spit up on me way more than you.
Yeah.
What's up with that, man? I got to deal with the spit-ups and the dirty diapers.
Yeah. You get the good end of the deal, huh?
Yeah.
Yeah, so, I mean, no, he's fine usually out in restaurants and stuff, but he's just not sleeping.
No.
So you learn to order meals with one hand, you know, that you can eat with one hand.
Yes. Yeah, that helps a lot. Yeah. Oh, I wanted to say hello to Paige from MommyCast. I sent her an email, and she sent me an email back, and so it said, hello, Paige from MommyCast.
Hello!
MommyCast is a we have a link on our site to MommyCast, which is another podcast by some moms, and it's a pretty cool show too, so check it out. And I don't know. Oh yeah, we finally set up an audio comment line. It's long distance charges apply. I think it's Washington where it's based, but call 206-203-2605 and leave us a message. And if you have any comments about the show or anything you want to say, leave us a message, and we will probably add it to the show towards the end of the show on future episodes. So that's cool. And we are going to promise.
No, don't make any promises.
We're going to do our darndest.
We're going to promise to do our best.
We're going to promise to do our best to have a new episode every week.
Yeah.
We're going to try to do a show every weekend. I think we can do it.
I think we can do it too.
Tell us if you think we can do it. Support us. Visit the website, Two Boobs and a Baby. You can Google Two Boobs and a Baby and you'll find the website. But yeah, drop by the website and say hello, because we'd love to hear from you. It's nice to know when people are listening.
Yeah. Okay. Well, we will talk to you again soon.
Yeah. Anything else?
No, that's it.
That's it?
Yeah, that's it.
That's it? Okay. All right. You've had your fix, people.
See ya.
See ya.